Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
North, south, nuts to this.
She was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What some are calling the storm of a lifetime.
Out of here, look at every tunnel. It's a twister.
Driven by higher sea surface temperatures linked to human-caused climate change.
Can I get out of here, please?
That's what it is, right? Our Earth is getting warmer.
It's supposed to be hot. Not that hot.
There is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
Who's hungry?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to be joined in studio, Caroline Leavitt, the Republican nominee in the 1st Congressional District of New Hampshire, the youngest candidate running for the Congress this year in the final elections, and she would be the youngest woman ever elected to Congress, to the U.S. House of Representatives. It's a moot point in the Senate because you got to be 30 years old to get elected to the Senate, but 25 is the date for the House of Representatives. So Caroline Leavitt, she came from out of nowhere and overtook an establishment candidate in the primary a couple of weeks ago, and now she's running a campaign, and we just wanted to check in with her. Caroline Leavitt, thank you for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Howie. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Well, listen, we're gonna take a lot of calls. We can open up the lines because a lot of people want to talk to you. Our audience really loves you. But tell us how is the campaign going? Are they hitting you with the same kind of mud that the Republicans did during the primary?
The Democrats have been after me as soon as we won the nomination on the 13th of September, but we are feeling so confident that we're going to win on November 8th. And we are guns blazing now against Chris Pappas, my Democrat opponent. He is the incumbent representative in New Hampshire's 1st District. And he has been in office for a few years, pretending to be a moderate, bipartisan, business-friendly voice.
Only an even year.
Yeah, only in even years. Only when it's election season does Chris Pappas come around and act like he's a moderate. He votes with the far left Democrat caucus 100% of the time. So we're already calling him out for the issues, taking a very offensive approach. Economy, energy, immigration, education. We have crises on all of these fronts right now across the country and in New Hampshire. We held a press conference this morning, actually, on the issue of parental rights and parental consent in our public school system. Chris Pappas sides with bureaucrats and politicians. I'll continue to side with parents. So we're feeling great because we are on the right side of the issues and we're offering real solutions to the problems that Granite Staters face.
Now, I think their campaign against you boils down to the A word, mm-hmm. right? Abortion. Mm-hmm. And he's saying things about you that aren't true, mm-hmm. isn't he?
He is. And in fact, yesterday, Chris Pappas admitted on a different radio show, because he would never come on with you, Howie, on this show.
By the way, we asked, we're giving her the 40 minutes here tonight because we offered both candidates a chance to come in and debate. When the phone didn't ring, we knew it was Chris Pappas. And, so the debate is going on, and any of these empty chairs, you can think of them as Chris Pappas's.
Yeah, well, he didn't show up, but I always do. I show up for media. I show up for the voters, and that's why we won the primary. That's why we're going to win the general. But to your point on abortion, yesterday on a different radio show, Chris Pappas literally admitted that he is lying about my position on the issue of abortion. He and the DCCC are running millions of dollars in ads right right now claiming that I said or I will vote for a federal abortion ban. That's absolutely not true. I've never said that. In fact, I've said the opposite. I've said consistently throughout the primary and now the general election that I believe in states' rights. I believe in the Supreme Court. I believe in their decision to allow the people to make those decisions. So these are blatant lies, but I'm not surprised because they have nothing else to run on.
I don't believe any of the Republican leadership in the House has talked about a national Republican ban if they take the majority.
No, this is not in the priority list of the Republicans. And even if it does come to the floor, I have been consistently clear. I believe it's an issue that belongs to the states. When we take back the House in January, we need to focus on the issues that, frankly, voters care about, which is our skyrocketing energy prices in New Hampshire, the 8.3% inflation that's making life all the more expensive for all of us, crushing our small business community in our state, and our wide open southern border. I mean, this is an egregious dereliction of duty by the Biden administration. Chris Pappas doesn't want to talk about that. He hasn't talked about it for 2 years. We've had this invasion, fentanyl pouring into our communities, and he's silent. But he wants to talk about issues voters don't care about and then lie on those issues. He can't even stand on the truth on the issues that he and the Democrat Party want to talk about. And again, that's why we're going to win on the 8th. I have all the confidence in the world.
We had a caller earlier this afternoon, a woman from your district, Southern New Hampshire, and she said that she'd been to her hairdresser today, and her hairdresser was crying. She couldn't even barely do the work because she had a $714 electric bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is something I hear from voters every single day, something I'm experiencing myself. I'm a customer of Unitel. Unitel just said the other day that they're going to have to increase their rates by 160%. Our electricity bills have never been higher in New Hampshire. They're about to be this winter four times as high as they were last year alone. And then you combine that with the new increased prices at the pump, right? We're all paying more for gasoline. Then you add on the price of home heating oil. I mean, people literally are not going to be able to fill up their fuel tanks to heat their homes this winter. That is a very scary and dangerous reality in a cold weather state like New Hampshire.
You said you were talking to firefighters a couple today or yesterday.
Exactly, yes. This issue, this energy crisis is impacting everyone. Obviously, consumers and families and business owners that have to keep their lights on to keep their customers coming and keep money in the door. But it's also impacting our first responders, our firefighters, our EMS community. They were telling me they are gearing up right now for far more home fires this winter because folks are turning to pellet stoves and wood because they can't afford the cost of home heating oil. So it's impacting everyone in our communities. And again, it's a direct result of the consequences of this administration's energy policies. They waged a war on our domestic energy production on day one. And now here we are.
And I like the fact that you talk about that you're not in favor of sending more aid to Ukraine, because a lot of this energy spiral involves the cutoff of Russian supplies and the tighter supplies for LNG and natural gas.
Right. Well, I'm old enough to remember when President Trump announced we were a net exporter of oil. In fact, I was working in the White House at the time when we announced that achievement, and we were not only providing oil and fuel for the people of America and putting our people first, but we were actually exporting that oil to our allies around the globe. Now we're seeing Europe at the helm, your European allies at the helm of Russia for their oil. Now we, the United States of America, are begging the Saudis and Venezuela and our adversaries for oil. It's a terrible and weak position to be in, not just for our own people and our own country, but for our standing around the globe. And our adversaries are laughing in our faces because of it, because Joe Biden is so weak. Gosh, he doesn't even know what day it is, but his domestic policies are really resulting
in foreign policies. He doesn't know who's alive.
You know, he doesn't know who's alive. That is very, very scary. You probably saw Kamala Harris's blunder today, too. I mean, can they go a day without embarrassing us? It's really, really scary and pathetic, both of them.
Somewhere Dan Quayle is going, oh, I just pronounce potato in a different way. Look what happened to me, or Gerald Ford, if he were alive. I mean, he confused Poland as being not behind the Iron Curtain, and it was the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And this, she just gets a total pass on this.
Mm-hmm. The media is complicit in the Biden administration's catastrophe. They don't call them out for any of their wrongdoings. And I worked in the press office for the previous administration. If Donald Trump looked the wrong way, the media was attacking him viciously. But they don't ask honest questions of this administration and Joe Biden. And you know what? The American people, the people of New Hampshire, are fed up with that. They see through it. They see through the media's lies. That's part of the reason we won our primary, and it's part of the reason we're going to win in November, too. Voters are wise, and they know what's happening to them every single day because they're feeling it, and that's what matters.
If you want to support Caroline Leavitt, where should they go, Caroline?
Please, we need all the support we can get against the Democrat regime. They can go to my website, carolineforcongress.com, and it's Caroline with a K. You can donate. You can sign up to volunteer. You can check out all of our upcoming events up in the great state of New Hampshire. We'd love to have you join us.
And no matter what state you're in, I mean, we're in all the neighboring states of New Hampshire as well as New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. So you can come up. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as you're.
Absolutely. Hey, this is one of the most flippable, winnable seats in the country. It's arguably the most winnable seat in New England. So we only have Susan Collins holding it down for us in the Republican side of the aisle in D.C. We deserve another conservative voice representing New Hampshire and our greater region, the Northeast. There's a lot of conservative Republicans here, not just even Republicans, independents, freedom-loving people. If you want to change the direction of this country, then we can do that. We have a real chance of doing that in this district.
844-500-4242 if you want to check out Caroline Leavitt, carolineforcongress.com, and that's Caroline with a K. And we'll take some calls when we come back. We got people all want to talk to you. You ready to take some calls, Caroline?
Absolutely. This is my favorite part, talking to the people.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where is the U.S. economy headed? A mild recession, severe recession, depression, or I'm on welfare, what do I care?
And the reason we asked this question is because there was a Rasmussen poll today saying 57% of Americans think we're headed for a depression. What do you think, Caroline? Mild, severe recession, depression, or I'm on welfare, I don't care.
Well, I think we're already in the midst of a recession. I think that the White House doesn't want to admit that. They had to change the definition of what a recession has been historically for decades, right? A couple of consecutive quarters with decreased growth in our economy. And so, therefore, we are in a recession. I think we're going to see stagflation. I think the September report is going to be much worse than we anticipate. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be a very cold and dark winter. I don't want to use the D word, depression. I don't want to put that out there. I'm very hopeful when we take back the House in January, it will be with a strong Republican majority. Hopefully the markets will be encouraged by that. But if the Democrats stay in power, if their party continues to rule, we're in for it for sure.
So what are the results, Taylor?
61% say severe recession, 33% say depression.
All right. Let's take some calls for Caroline Leavitt. She is the Republican candidate in the 1st Congressional, the Seacoast District in New Hampshire. And if you want to go to her website, it's Caroline for Congress, with a Caroline with a K, carolineforcongress.com. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Leavitt. Go ahead.
Hey, Caroline and Howie. First off, Caroline, are you the fill-in call screener? I think there's a substitute.
I don't know. He's making
I heard a new voice today.
It's Emma. Emma is our new hire. Emma has talked to Caroline. She knows her. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm Emma. I'm from Maine. I'm a big fan of you. So hopefully you kind of breach out of New Hampshire eventually. But you really should bring up core inflation. I mentioned this to Howie. Just explain that when you, like, especially in independents, you know, about what core inflation is, you know. And they'll, because, like, that rate's much higher. And that'll really, you know, that really gets some ears.
Well, as you know, they changed the definition. They said they take out food and fuel, like the two things you have to have, they take out. And, you know, various websites that have the old way of figuring inflation, and they have some of these sites have it at like as high as it's been since 1947 right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Brian. That's a good point. We'll continue to talk about it, but no one's talking about inflation in general more than me. Like Howie said, food and fuel so important to voters every single day because we're all feeling it, right? We're feeling it at the pump. We're feeling it at the grocery store. Business owners, their profit margins are minimizing every single day, trying to keep up with the rising cost of goods. So this is an issue we will continue to talk about and one we have to take immediate action on in January. We have to stop the reckless spending in D.C. that has led to this. The Democrats want to spend more and more money. They just proposed another bill to send more money over to Ukraine. It's absolutely ridiculous. I was the only candidate in the primary who came out right away and said I would not have voted for billions to go to Ukraine because I saw where this was going, and it's no different in January.
You were also, I think, the only candidate who said you'd vote to impeach Biden just based on the southern border alone and his failure to faithfully execute the laws of the country.
Absolutely. Look, the number one and utmost priority and responsibility of the president of the United States, the commander in chief, is to protect the homeland, and he has failed to do that at all costs. More than 4 million illegal people invading our country, many of them on known terrorist watch lists, many of them criminals. It's disgusting and despicable, and he needs to be held accountable for it.
Ralph, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Leavitt, Republican candidate for Congress in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Ms. Leavitt, how are you?
I'm well, Ralph. How are you? Are you from New Hampshire?
I'm from your district.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Which town, if you don't mind me asking?
Northwood.
Wonderful. Beautiful town. Well, thank you, Ralph.
My question is to you, as a politician, you say all these things before you get to Washington. And like most politicians, once they get to Washington, they forget where they come from until it's time for re-election. Are you going to keep your promises that you make to us voters in New Hampshire and District 1?
Yes, Ralph, absolutely. Thank you for this question. It's an important one. It's one I hear a lot from voters, and I wish you were in front of me so I could look you in the eyes and shake your hand and tell you yes. I was the only candidate in the primary, continue to be, who is from New Hampshire, right? I grew up in this district. My family owns businesses here. I went to our schools. I graduated from St. Anselm College. I care deeply about New Hampshire. It's the best state in the country. Sorry to all the Massachusetts listeners but I feel strongly about that. Howie's shaking his head at me.
Oh, no. I'm laughing. None of our listeners are going to dispute if you want to dump on Massachusetts.
It's the live for your die state. I care deeply about it, Ralph. And I'll tell you that, look, I'm not beholden to anyone in Washington, D.C. We won this race. I am the Republican nominee because I won the support of the people, good people like yourself. And that's how we're going to win on November 8th as well. And I will always deliver on my promises. I've run through the wall with positions that some have said might be unpopular or get me into trouble, but it's because I believe strongly in them and I will continue to deliver on them when I'm elected.
One texter says, from 508, says, time for a GOP squad.
I would agree with that. I don't like that squad they got on the Democrat side of the aisle, that's for sure.
They were down here. They were in Somerville over the weekend.
I saw that. Yeah, a friend, or not so much of a friend of mine, wrote about it in the Boston Globe. I don't know if you saw that. There was a columnist who said, the new squad's coming to Massachusetts. I don't think they'll be going up 93 North to hang out with Caroline Leavitt.
No, they won't. They got into some trouble, or some of their supporters got into some trouble.
They did.
Yeah, outside.
I didn't
see
that.
There was some fighting in the outside. It was just nonsense, you know. Uh-oh. All right. Okay, we got one more segment or a little bit of a segment with Caroline Leavitt. So give us the website if people want to get in touch with you, Caroline.
Yes, absolutely. It's carolineforcongress.com, Caroline with a K, carolineforcongress.com. Please go support. I need it. Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
One more segment with Caroline Leavitt, the Republican candidate in the 1st Congressional District of New Hampshire, a battleground district.
Yes.
A flippable district. And she's running against Chris Pappas, who's he's a working class hero in the even numbered years, and not so much in the rest of the calendar. And so 919 says, "I wish we had a that's North Carolina. I wish we had a Caroline running in every district in the U.S. I'm in NC, but I have a few extra bucks to send a young strong lady. How do I donate?"
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. God bless you. You can go on my website. It's CarolineForCongress.com. Caroline with a K. Caroline for Congress.
781, is Caroline getting any help from the RCCC, or Republican Congressional Campaign Committee? If not, why?
Yes, we are, actually. They were quick to pick up the phone the moment we won the primary. We're very excited about that. We need to be all in as one unified party. So there's a lot of negative attack ads going up against Chris Pappas, and everyone is all in. So we're going to win this seat.
"Please ask her," says 617, "how she feels about her governor, Sununu, the rhino that he is."
Look, I support Governor Sununu. Governor Sununu supports me. He actually endorsed me this week and said that, very kindly said that I'm the new fresh voice that New Hampshire needs in Washington, D.C. Look, New Hampshire is the live free or die state because we're a Republican-led state. We have great Republicans in our state house in Concord who are passing good policy. That's why our friends in Massachusetts like to come up and move there and shop in our malls and, you know, come up for gas because we have our conservative policies, and we need they need a friend desperately in our congressional federal delegation.
A couple of texters are asking, "You work for Donald Trump. Are you for Donald Trump in 2024?
I sure am. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. There
yes,
you go.
I am. I am. Very much so. Look, his policies were unprecedented. I mean, look at where we were a couple of years ago versus now, right?
Gas I'm was sad. Under two. You made me sad.
I know. I see your shirt. Make gas cheap again. We can do that in 2024.
That's right. Available 2-for-1 at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Leavitt. Go ahead, Rob.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
I do not have a question. I just want to reinforce how important it is, Caroline, to get the word out. We've been in a recession since last March. I don't know what these other people think, but it's very important to talk about how bad the gas, the fuel, the food, how bad that is. They're using the abortion issue to try to combat that. You have to remind the people, and they know every day they go buy food and gas, how crazy these prices are.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. There's some campaign advice, free of charge.
I agree with Rob 100%. You got it, Rob. Economy, energy, immigration, those are the issues for the next 5 weeks.
David, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Leavitt, Republican candidate for Congress. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. Thanks, Caroline. Caroline, I just had a question. I wonder if in New Hampshire, the same thing is happening as it is here in Massachusetts. If you go to Logan Airport, you'll see the Shell station. If you go to the Hanover Stop and Shop on Route 53, there are these charging stations that are offering free electricity. People have electric cars, and you have to have decent income to afford an electric car. So therefore, the government is funding these companies that are putting these electric charger stations in to give free electricity. And that's in light of our electric bill going up 64% November 1st. That just is just, Howie, I wish your other listeners would go check the other stations. I don't know if it's just a few stations, but I'm going to go around and check more. That's not right, Howie.
No, it's not right at all. I agree with you, David. Thanks for pointing that out. And this is all part of, right, the Democrats' massive push to have control over every aspect of our lives, what we drive, how far we can go, how much gasoline we can buy to fill up our tanks, fill up our homes. I mean, that's where this is headed. And my Democrat opponent in New Hampshire, Chris Pappas, has sided with these policies. He supported the Green New Deal. If Nancy Pelosi proposed it, even in the midst of this economic recession, 8.3% inflation, if she brought it to the floor tomorrow, he would vote for it because he votes with her 100% of the time. That's why it's so important that we take back the House and pick up key battleground seats like this one, because even Democrats who like to appear as moderate are siding with the Green New Deal and these massive socialist packages, which are trickling down already, and it's going to have a detrimental impact on our economy and our way of life if they're allowed to pass. I'm with you.
Thank you, David. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Levitt. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Caroline. My name is Dan. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, right before the election. I live off High Street. You spoke with me and my girlfriend for quite a while. And we support you, and I will be donating money to you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And a question I had, I've been thinking about a while, if you guys get in and we take control back of the House, is there anything that Congress can do to get our domestic oil production and natural gas and everything to get this economy back going?
Yes, Dan. This must be the number one priority of the new Congress when we take back the House, is to unleash our domestic energy production again. We did it in President Trump's White House under his administration. First thing we can do is reverse the bans that Joe Biden has implemented for drilling on our federal lands. We can restart the Keystone XL pipeline, which will not just produce more oil for our country, but provide again thousands of good paying energy jobs here at home. And so we need to ensure that we are tapping into the resources that God blessed us with here in the United States of America, and having our good energy workers, our American laborers, providing this critical resource for our country. This must again be, and I know that it will be, a number one priority of the new Republican majority, and we're going to push back aggressively on Joe Biden. The Democrats are throwing out short-term gimmicks, Chris Pappas included. They're saying, oh, we'll have a federal gas tax relief holiday. Oh, you know.
Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that going to do? They're not talking about the root of the problem. Right.
The two Democrat senators who were polling badly.
Exactly. So they're throwing out these short-term gimmicks, but we need to look at the root cause of these problems, and the only way we solve them is by tapping into fossil fuels, period.
Last night, Florida was getting hammered by Hurricane Ian, and Biden went to a fundraiser, mm-hmm. a time.
Yeah,
huge,
terrible.
What would have happened when you were in the White House press office if Donald Trump had done something like that?
I was just going to say that. We would have been bombarded with phone calls. My phone would have been blowing up off the hook with all of these journalists, so-called journalists, criticizing us, and rightfully so. Wouldn't have been right then. It absolutely wasn't right for Biden to do that last night.
401, ask Caroline if there are any other 25-year-olds as smart and engaged as she is. Listening to her gives me hope for the future. Millennials aren't all as vapid as AOC.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But don't age me. I'm not a millennial. I'm Generation Z, and I'll be the first Gen Z candidate for Congress in history.
I see. Just the fact that you are 7 years younger than AOC, that right off the top would drive her insane. Will drive her insane.
Probably, yes. But the youngest congresswoman right now who holds the title is actually a Republican, Kat Kamick of the great state of Florida. She's the youngest woman in the House right now. She was just in New Hampshire campaigning, and I told her, I'm going to break your record. And she said, good. She's 33 currently. 32? 33? Don't quote me
she's
on
the
it.
Same age as AOC, basically.
Yeah. Essentially, yes.
Joseph, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Levitt. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yes, Caroline. I have a big question. We have I'm not from your district called New Hampshire. I'm from Maine. We have a rhino who said she was going to run only twice. What is your feeling on congressional term limits?
Yes, huge question, huge part of my platform. Thank you for bringing it up. I signed the pledge for term limits on literally day one of my primary over a year and a half ago. I believe strongly in term limits. I obviously believe in shaking up the system in D.C.
I've heard this before.
Hey, listen.
Marty Meehan.
Listen. I believe strongly in shaking up the system in D.C. That's why I'm running as a young 25-year-old, because I believe in shaking up Washington. And the only way we can do that is through term limits.
Gordon Humphrey said, I'm going to only serve two terms. And he said, I'm going to, you know, abide by my pledge. And I went, no, don't do it, Gordon. We need you for a third term. And he did. And we never got elected to anything else again. It was sad. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Levitt. Go ahead, Bill.
Caroline.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Not too bad, Caroline. I'm a St. A's grad.
Oh, go Hawks. Love it.
And I'm proud of you.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I'm on the other half of the state, and unfortunately, I can't vote for you. But I'm thinking of you, and I hope all the St. A's alumni will vote for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate that.
The guy in North Carolina just sent you $100.
Let's go. And everyone listening should go do the same. Thank you.
Call us. Send him a bostonleprechaun@gmail.com. Send him a thank you note.
I will.
Matt, you're next with Howie Carr and Caroline Levitt. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello, Ms. Levitt. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I almost voted for you in the primary, but I'm a little reluctant to, especially now after some statements you just made on the show there. You know, the reason that us and a bunch of other Granite Staters are extremely disappointed in our current governor is because he vetoed the parental rights bill. And I know why he vetoed it. I won't say it on the air, but everybody in the state knows why he vetoed that bill. You know, I'm against the kid wearing masks in school. I'm against the kid being vaccinated without a parent's permission in school, both of which, you know, we watched Chris Sununu.
Matt, who do you think agrees with more of your positions that you care deeply about, Caroline or Chris Pappas?
So what I'm asking you is, and we were all excited about the parental bill of rights in the state, we got excited because we thought it was going to pass, and it didn't, all right? And Chris Sununu pulled a stunt at the last second and said, I'm going to veto.
What's the question, and can you answer my question? Who do you think is more on your side, Caroline or Chris Pappas?
My question is, would you go on record right now, and say that you would veto any bill, parental rights bill at the federal level, that forces a child to wear a mask in school or a vaccination in school?
Well, yes, Matt. I've actually said this on the record many times. It's on my campaign website. It's on my Facebook pages. It's throughout my social media handles. I've been very, very clear that I will actually support federal legislation to ban vaccination mandates of any kind. I actually did a press conference in Manchester this morning. I'd encourage you to go on my YouTube and look it up, Matt. I held a press conference on this issue, on the issue of parental rights, and I said in Congress, I will support legislation for a federal parental bill of rights because my opponent, Chris Pappas, supports politicians and bureaucrats making these decisions. I support parents. I've gone to school board meetings with parents. And so I hope you'll look at my past statements consistently, both throughout the primary and now in the general election. I am leading on this issue, taking action on this issue to stand up for parents like yourself. And I hope to have your vote on the 8th. Thank you.
And as Ronald Reagan once said, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
True that.
And that's something to remember. All right, Caroline, give us your web address one more time, and where are you going to be tomorrow if people want to see you in the district?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be all over the place tomorrow. Let me check out my calendar. I'll be in meetings in Hampton, in my hometown of Hampton. I will be at Kay's Cafe in the morning, the Galley Hatch Restaurant, and then I'll be in Portsmouth, actually, later in the afternoon. We're all over the place. Check out the website, carolineforcongress.com. It's Caroline with a K. We have events coming up. We have more press conferences planned to talk about these important issues that Chris Pappas is failing on. I need all the support I can get. Every Republican, independent who wants freedom needs to vote on the 8th of November. But between now and then, I need your help. So go to the website, carolineforcongress.com.
Chris Pappas, you missed a nice, interesting debate. Sorry you couldn't be here. Thank you, Caroline. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Howie.
I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I can't believe people call her up and hassle her like Chris Pappas is the friend of people who want parental rights in public schools. I mean, come on. Give me a break. 844-500-4242. Again, what Ronald Reagan said, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I just got an email. You know, I'm on the payroll of the Boston Herald, and my mailing address is Florida, even though I work for the Boston Herald. And I just got something from the corporate HR director at the company that owns the Boston Herald.
But do you all have to list your pronouns now or something?
Hi, Howard. I am the Media News Group's corporate HR director. I am attempting to connect to ensure you are okay after today's terrible storm. I hope you're doing the best you can. Please let me know if there is anything I can do. Thanks. Thanks, man.
It's nice to check up. At least they didn't end the email with their preferred pronouns.
Dear Howard, he's obviously he's a close personal friend of mine. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
I just got a small question for you, Howie. All the politicians we all hope get in, and they all say pretty much the same thing, that they're going to try to turn around and do things and get them corrected and what have you. But can they truly be effective with having less than 60% of the vote in Congress, with Biden able to overrule everything anyway?
Well, I mean, they've got to take control of the budgetary process and just try to start squeezing him in these agencies that where he's running amok. I mean, the problem is if they take the majority, he'll be able to get away with less than he currently can get away with, even though he's got this very narrow majority in both houses of Congress. He can still run amok, and you know, he has the courts on his side, generally speaking, except for the Supreme Court. And he just tries to, sign these unconstitutional executive orders, whether they're about student loan forgiveness or DACA or continuing these COVID emergencies that aren't really emergencies anymore, or if they ever were emergencies. And the first step is just getting more Republicans in Congress. I mean, Chris Pappas is not on our side. Caroline Leavitt is. You know, I mean, is she going to be perfect? No. Is anybody going to be perfect? No. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, I voted for Caroline in the primary and will vote for her in November if she needs a bag man. She has to get elected first, Officer Mark, before you get a bag man. That's the way it works. 844-500-4242. This is Larry Summers. He's the former Treasury Secretary and, president of Harvard University. And he's been, I don't know what's gotten into him, if someone gave him some truth serum in his white wine or something, but he's been telling the truth about some things for the last year or so. Here's Larry Summers talking about what's happened in the last 18 months. Cut 7.
We basically had inflation under control for 40 years, despite the fact that the price of oil fluctuated, despite the fact that there were all kinds of supply shocks. We lost the thread, along with many other countries, about a year and a half ago, with massively expansionary policies relative to the size of the GDP gap. The fiscal stimulus was 5 times as large as it had been during the financial crisis.
We lost the thread. In this case, the synonym for thread is Trump. We lost the Trump, and things haven't been the same since, have they? I'm Howie Carr.